and it's time for some business news. The chief accountant of the Securities and Exchange Commission says mortgage giant Fannie Mae has violated accounting rules. He advised the company to correct its books for the last 3 years. That finding could drain billions of dollars from Fannie Mae's bottom line and force a shakeup of the company's top executives. Here's NPR's Scott Horsley.
It's unusual for the SEC's accounting staff to weigh in like this with a company that's already under investigation. Fannie Mae's bookkeeping is the subject of probes by the SEC's Enforcement Division and the Justice Department. Fannie Mae itself requested the accounting staff review out of fear that questions about its accounting were rattling the mortgage market. The government-chartered company helps finance 1 out of 5 home loans in the country. The value of the loans on Fannie Mae's books can fluctuate depending on how many borrowers prepay their mortgages. The SEC's chief accountant says the company failed to adequately account for those changes and used inappropriate bookkeeping to record its financial hedges. Accounting professor Brett Truman of the UCLA Anderson School says both violations likely had the effect of limiting ups and downs in Fannie Mae's quarterly earnings.
The incentive for companies to smooth their earnings over time arises because investors often will look at the fluctuations in a company's earnings over time in order to determine how risky the company is. And everything else the same, you would expect that investors would pay less for a company whose earnings fluctuate more over time.
The SEC's chief accountant recommends that Fannie Mae correct its financial statements from 2001 to the present. The company had earlier projected that would result in a loss of about $9 billion. A restatement could also cost some Fannie Mae executives their jobs. Just 2 months ago, CEO Franklin Raines defended the company's accounting, reminding a congressional committee that he personally signed off on the financial statements.
We engage in a rigorous due diligence process before I ever put pen to paper and make that certification. I only certify after receiving assurance that I can say with confidence that our financial statements fairly present in all material respects the financial condition, results of operation, and cash flows of the company.
A Fannie Mae spokesman promised last night that the company would comply fully with the SEC recommendations. But he warned doing so would leave Fannie Mae with less capital to guard against financial shocks. He said the company would also have to take steps to maintain its minimum capital requirements. Scott Horsley, NPR News.